It's time for today's word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's devotional, titled In Harm's Way, was written by Arthur Jackson. On my morning walk, I noticed that a vehicle was stopped in the road headed in the wrong direction. The driver was unaware of the danger to herself and others because she was asleep and appeared to be under the influence of alcohol. The situation was perilous, and I had to act. After getting her alert enough to move her to the passenger side of the car so that I could get into the driver's seat, I drove her to a safe place. Physical danger isn't the only harm we face. In the book of Acts, when Paul saw worldly wise, clever people in Athens in spiritual peril because the city was full of idols, he was greatly distressed. The apostles' innate response to those who flirted with ideas that failed to consider Christ was to share about God's purposes in and through Jesus. And some who heard believed. Seeking ultimate meaning apart from faith in Christ is dangerous. Those who have found forgiveness and true fulfillment in Jesus have been rescued from dead-end pursuits and have been given the message of reconciliation. Sharing the good news of Jesus with those under the intoxicating influences of this life is still the means God uses to snatch people from harm's way. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Acts chapter 17, verses 16 through 34. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. So, he reasoned in the synagogue with both Jews and God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace, day by day, with those who happened to be there. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we would like to know what they mean." All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious, for as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. And this is what I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." At that, Paul left the council. Some of the people became followers of Paul and believed. Among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, also a woman named Damaris, and a number of others. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for rescuing us from the spiritual harm of our own sin. Would you please use us to help others who cannot see that they're in danger? Grant us the wisdom and compassion to guide them towards your light. Empower us to be beacons of your love and truth. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.